don't need your thanks. It wasn't me. More of a lucky coincidence that saved you from being hunted down by a limping wolf. His time was up. He was suffering. Obviously, it's the reason you made it so far. Pigeoness! I should kill you for your insolent words. You think you can just wander into these woods? You frightened every animal with your carelessness. You trampled all the mushrooms and flowers. Humans, for you, the forest is nothing more than unprocessed firewood. Wood for your bridges, spears and siege towers. You don't see the beauty in nature. Only how to destroy it or bend it to your will. So, tell me, what drives a human so deep into our forest? Are you a spy? A marauder trying to steal? Or are you a hunter? To be honest, I don't care who you are or what brought you here. I'm sure it is as irrelevant as you soon will be. Forgotten. Lost between the trees. Save your lies for those who fall for them. Any last words, stranger? Me. You were searching for me. What kind of game is this? What could a human want from... Meet me. You wish to meet the three kinds of elves. I have to admit, you really are a strange human. I do not trust your words, but you have my curiosity. If what you say is true, then you're neither a hunter nor a spy. At the very least, you're so terrible at hiding, even a human wouldn't hire you. So, what are you then? You don't look like the humans I've met before. You don't carry a weapon or wear armor. Only basic provisions and a book. You aren't a mage or something. You go to travel the world to meet the elves. And you only bring along an empty book. But why? What is the purpose behind your strange journey? So, you are something like a bard. I know what a writer is. I have just never met one before. Interesting. Oh, no. We do not write things down like that. Words written on paper cannot truly carry emotions. Like a dead song, they are hollow. Only shallow reproductions of the feelings they attempt to convey. We used to sing our stories, dance our stories, live them, fill them with emotions. We wood elves are so much more emotional and livelier than humans or our overseer counterparts. Wait, are you writing that down? Forget that. Throw it away. You cannot see the world if you spend your days just staring at that stupid book. Come, human. If you want to learn more about us, you better catch up. Clumsy human. Come, this way. Shh. You make too much noise. Look, down there. You see? The cycle of life continues. The old wolf might be gone. But that is not a sad thing, because his death made room for new life. And although his time has come to an end, he will be remembered. Yes, exactly. Through his cubs. He was the one teaching them. Everything they do, every step they take, every time we hear them howl, you hear the old one howling, because he taught them how to do it. And when their time is up, they will be teaching the next generation what they have learned. Can you feel it now? Everything here is so much more than what the naked eye can see. Listen. The trees are talking to each other. You can hear them brooding about things that our short lives wouldn't understand. And when you look in the eyes of an animal, you see the pride and the power of generations. I'm not exactly sure how it goes, but I think humans used to say you have your mother's eyes. Yes, exactly. But that is not referring to the way they look. The original meaning was different, but got lost over time. Your eyes are empty. They lack the power that they once had. Hey, come look at me. Closer. Closer. Look into my eyes. Tell me what you see. Yes, exactly. As I was younger, mine were empty and hasty, as yours are now. But then my mother told me this. And as I looked into her eyes, I wasn't just looking into hers. I was looking into the eyes of her mother and everyone who came before her. You might be able to write that in your book, but nobody would be able to understand it until they've seen it themselves. I can already see it in your eyes. From now on, if someone looks into them, they will look into mine as well. Eyes are the path into our hearts. They show what made us. What a stupid question. No, I won't kill you. I wasn't sure in the beginning. And you might be a fool. But a fool pure in heart. At least that's what your eyes have shown me. Everything is predetermined. It has become clear to me now. The wolf wasn't hunting you. No. Nature just wanted to send you a message. I cannot take you with me. No humans. That has always been the rule. Don't ask why. The day is too bright for dark stories. It is better for you to continue your journey. If you want to find my relatives, take this path. It will lead you out of the forest. Then move west until you breathe fresh air and can hear the sound of the waves crashing onto the shorelines. Find a ship that takes you to the great island. No more questions. Remember what I told you. Take it as our part of your journey. Atieno retirien, traveler. Now go. I will keep your book as a sign of good faith.